I'm gonna talk about something that happened to me last week. This year has been a little crazy, as you all know. So I've not been to the gym, gosh, since March. Just been doing the home workouts and hiking and walking or playing tennis, whatever I can do. Not going to the gym, but our gym's opened here about a month ago, and I finally went back 2 weeks ago, and I felt really good to go back. And while I was there, I noticed one of the new trainers. He was working with a lady, and it's hard not to notice him. He's, gosh, 6'3", mid-20s, dark hair, short hair, dark brown eyes, great smile, and fuck, he looks so good. Like, he has muscles, but he's not, like, crazy, like a muscle freak. But his arms look really good. He had a tank top on, so I'm sure his stomach was flat too. I couldn't really see his abs or anything, but his legs look good. His calves look good. Just look good. Anyway, so after he was done with his client, I kind of walked over and asked him if he was taking clients. And he said yes, and we kind of talked for about 5 minutes about my goals and what I've been doing the last few years, and just told him really need to work on my strength training. I've only been doing like 3 days a week for like 10 minutes. So I need to kind of work on my arms and my legs and my glutes. And we set up a schedule, and 2 days later, we had our first session, and I showed up in my black leggings and my light green sports bra. It's kind of like really cute. It has like little straps in the back, and my midriff was all open, which is not normal for me in public. I'm getting a little more daring. And I have my favorite sneakers on, my Saucony's. And I felt really good, and I was really excited. And he walked out of the locker room looking really good. And we started our workout. He told me he liked what I was wearing. Had my hair in a ponytail, by the way. And we started our arms, or my arms. Started doing curls and lifts and it was going great. He was really encouraging and kept me on track with doing multiple reps, which is not something I'm used to doing. I would just do like 15 to 20 and then I would stop. So he kind of made sure I did like a little cycle of my exercises, and I was feeling good, and he was encouraging me, told me I could do it and what a good job I was doing. And then he kind of, you know, helped me with my stance. I had, you know, had my legs apart a little, bent at the knee. He told me to make sure I keep my posture right, so he would put his hand on my back. And it felt really nice to feel his warm hand. And he told me I need to, you know, focus on tightening my stomach when I'm doing my reps. And I followed his directions. And before long, we were halfway through the workout, and I was sweating. And He went to grab me a towel and he said we should take a little break. So I had some water and we sat down on the floor and we chatted a little. And we talked about where we're from. And he told me I smelled really good. And I kind of blushed a little. I said, thank you. And I asked him, what were you smelling? And he said, coconut. And that made me grin. I told him I love coconut. And I use the body wash and shampoo and conditioner and all my hair products. Almost all of them smell like coconut. And he told me that he liked it very much. And he said we should get back to work. So we did. And I continued with my arm workout. And he was behind me. We were facing a mirror so I can see him. And put his hand on my back, and at one point put it on my shoulder, helped me with my posture. And he got really close. He told me I'm looking really good, that my form is really good. And before you know it, the workout was over. And he told me to get down on the floor, that we always have to do a cool down, do some stretches. So I got down on the floor and laid on my back. He helped me do my stretches, and he bent my one knee and bent my knee to my chest and pressed into me, stretching my leg and my thigh and my hips. Oh, fuck, it felt so good. Like, the stretch felt good, but feeling him, his hands on me, and his body weight on me. Oh, fuck. And then he stretched my leg out straight as far as I could, and he stretched my leg a little further. And he just kept saying, good job. Good girl. Good girl. And that turned me on so much. Then he switched legs. Did the same thing on the other side. And this time his hands massaged my thigh a little and my ass. Nothing too crazy, but oh my god. Next thing you know, I felt his thumb between my legs. His thumb was pressing into my pussy a little. And I moaned. And he just smirked at me and told me to breathe. To take a deep breath. Then he stood between my legs and bent both my knees to my chest and pressed down on me. Oh, fuck. Oh, he was between my legs. I could feel his cock pressing against me. Oh, fuck. He asked if I was okay. I said yes. I couldn't even look at him. I was so turned on. Oh. And he told me, good girl. Oh, that was doing so good. Oh, he asked me how it feels. I said, it feels so good. I started crying a little. And that's when he stopped. He helped me up off the mat. And he said, that was a great first session. See you in 2 days. And he walked away. I had to catch my breath and I went into the locker room and got my stuff. I was going to do the sauna, but I was too turned on. I just threw a tank top on over my sports bra and left. And I came out of the locker room and I didn't see him in the gym, so I assume he left. And as I was walking to my car, I noticed he was at his car, which was right next to mine. And I walked past him and grinned. And he's like, huh, fancy meeting you here. I'm like, I know, what are the odds? And I threw my bag in my back seat and turned around and he was already right behind me. He asked if I was okay. Any pain or anything? I said, no, I feel great. Just a little sweaty. And he smirked. He's like, a little sweat is good. And then he said, I did really good today. I said, thank you. He stepped forward in front of me. And he kissed me. A deep, 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 amazing kiss. And we immediately just melted into each other and kept kissing for a while. He pressed me against my car. He's like a foot taller than me, but it didn't matter. I was just up on my tippy toes. Oh, his body felt so good against mine, and his lips were so soft. Our tongues just danced. And his arms went around me. Before you know it, I was grinding into his leg. Seriously, just pressing my pussy into his leg. He put his hands on my ass and brought me in harder onto his leg. He said, good girl. He knows just what to say. His other hand went up my shirt, started massaging my breasts. He kept kissing. told me I look so sexy. That he noticed me a few weeks ago. And that he's so glad I walked over to him. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's so bad. He started kissing my neck. He was kissing and licking my neck. Next thing you know, his hand was going down my leggings. Oh, fuck. He went down my leggings and under my panties and he found my pussy. Oh, fuck. He just slid his finger up and down my slit. Oh, fuck. And then he said, oh, fuck. You're so wet. I said, I know. He started rubbing my clit, and it was so wet, and it felt so good. All his big fingers rubbed me against me. I was getting too wet. Oh, fuck. He told me that he lived really close and invited me back to his place. I said yes, without even thinking. And I followed him back to his place. Oh my god. I parked in this driveway. He grabbed me by the hand and locked me in his house. God, he's so sweet. And the moment we got in the house, he pushed me against the front door and kissed me again. And then he took my tank top off. Started kissing me. Kissing my chest, my neck, my shoulder. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I took off his tank top, too. And then I slipped my sneakers off, and he took his off. And then he peeled my leggings off of me. And he took my socks off. Now I'm just in my sports bra and my panties. And he just started kissing up my legs. Oh, fuck. Right there against the front door. He was on his knees, kissing my legs, going up my thighs. Oh, fuck. Oh. And then he started kissing my panties. Oh, fuck. Then he slid my panties off. I started kissing my pussy. Nice and slow. Barely dipping his tongue inside me. Oh, his moaning so loud and it felt so good. His tongue was so hot and wet. And he came back up, kissed my lips. And he told me to take off my sports bra. guided me back over to his couch. And then he sat me down. And he spread my legs and started eating my pussy again. Oh, he was so good. It's probably my pussy so gently. And then licking and sucking at my clit. Eat me, baby, eat me. Oh, God, yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, you know how to eat my pussy already, don't you? Yeah. And my thighs so spread wide. Oh. Oh. Yeah. I'm gonna come on you. Fuck. I was gyrating so hard into his face. Oh, fuck. Made a mess. He stood up and slid off his shorts and boxers, and he sat down on the couch. He told me to take a seat. Oh, fuck. I straddled his lap. Press my breast into his face. Oh, fuck, he was so thick. His cock was so thick. And it was so wet. I just grinded against his cock between my lips and grinded into him. And his mouth went to work on my nipples, sucking on them really hard, milking me, pinching my one nipple while he sucked the other. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, fuck. I was rocking back and forth now. I don't think I can handle anymore. He told me he wants to be inside me. I just lifted on my ass a little. Oh, and sat down on his cock. Oh, his young cock is in my pussy. Oh, fuck. I just started riding him. I couldn't stop. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck me. Fucking use your cock on me. I'm using my trainer's cock. Yeah. Oh, I'm such a bad girl, aren't I? Oh, he told me I'm such a naughty girl. Oh, just taking his cock. Oh, you're stretching me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Feels so good. Feels so good. Oh, he was sucking at my nipple. And his hands were on my ass, spreading my cheeks, making me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, his fingers were teasing my ass. Oh, I'm gonna come on your cock. Ew, fuck. He started slamming up into me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh, he doesn't stop. He told me he's gonna come. I quickly. Oh my God. I jump off his. And he covered my breast with his cum. Oh, cover me. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, he shot. Oh God, he got my face and my breasts and my tummy. Oh my God, he came so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. He pulled me back up to the couch and softly kissed my neck, my face. Oh fuck, baby. He said that was amazing. I said, I know. I kind of brushed my hair a little. Kissed my ear. Oh, that was amazing. I said, I know, it was so amazing.